You're entering a realm which is unusual. Maybe it's magic or contains some kind of monster. The second one. Prepare to enter.
Welcome to the world of tomorrow!
Good news, everyone!
Hello and welcome to the world of tomorrow. And it sounds like we have a special guest in the studio today. Would you mind identifying
Daniel,
yourself?
It is I, Lancy. Capital L. Lowercase a. N-C-E-Y.
I thought it was I-E.
You say that every time, Daniel.
Well, it's been a while since you've been visiting us.
I don't remember.
What have you been up to?
It's been both an instant and 100 years.
100 years
because
seems like a very small amount of time.
Because of the time travel.
By a time traveler's perspective and also by like...
Listen, think about this.
Cosmos
if you experienced 100 years, Daniel, and we're getting combative already, but if you experienced 100 years... Tell me that's not a long time. Tell me that's not a long time.
That's a long time.
Thank you.
From a human perspective, that's a long time. Like 100, well, I just saw it was 100th anniversary of something, and I was like, wow, has that really been around for only 100 years?
It's the 100th anniversary of the Robot Wars.
Oh, the Robot Wars took place in 1924?
No, it's 2381.
So it's 150, wait. 350 years.
Wait, what year are you in again?
2024, and you said 2381.
Oh, God. I called way too early. Well, no worries.
Can
anyway.
Can you warn us of anything that's going to happen?
Well, here's the thing. Do you still have that bag of marbles?
Oh, my God. I still have my bag of marbles right here.
All right, and
if
I remember correctly,
they're marbles.
We've removed 3 marbles from the bag.
That is correct.
And there were a
dozen,
meaning there are approximately 9 marbles left.
9 more visits.
Are you mocking me?
No, it's just some reverb, that's all.
Oh, okay.
You have an echo from the time.
You must have old-fashioned reverb. And I think what actually you're thinking of is delay.
You have chronotons and graviolios around you.
I think you're thinking of delay, by the way. Anyway, the chronotons and graviolios are strong. That's for sure. You're not wrong about that. Anyway, I don't have much time. Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
I don't have much time.
That's right. God, there's no time.
Okay. Reach into the bag of marbles.
Well, tell me what to do.
And you're looking for
the marblies.
A blue, white, and yellow trilight.
What the fuck is a trilight?
It just means there's 3 damn colors, okay?
Does it really? I've never heard that term before.
You can Google it later. We don't have much time.
Okay. I keep thinking you're going to say, ay, 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 like Alpha 5.
Alpha 5, a true war hero, will never forget his service.
But Alpha 5 was also a robot, so I'm guessing.
Yes, but he was one of the good robots who fought with the humans.
Okay, good.
God, know your future history once in a while.
Your future history. I like that term. Okay, yeah. So he did work with Zordon in the Power Rangers. So I'm there. I'm on board with Alpha 5.
Lord Zordon, another great hero, a fallen hero.
True. Robo? I thought you called me a Romo.
Enough with the pleasantries. Look, I need you to get the Trilight marble out of the bag.
Onto the mission, the Trilight marble, yes.
And what I need you to
learn new words left and right. Thank you, Lancy.
You'll need to venture far north into the tundras. And then what I'll need you to do is to lead a dog pack, a sled dog team.
I'm into this already.
And there'll be some serum. I need you to take that serum from a train all the way to sick people. But the only way to do is by if you lead a dog sled team all the way there.
Why can't I just take the train there?
Because the train is snowed in. What? No. Okay. The train is stopped. And
I need more details.
I'm giving them to you.
It's like it's a Snowpiercer situation.
Why is this so hard every time? I wish there was a different chosen one. I really do, but there isn't. And it has to be you.
But maybe that's why I'm chosen, is because I ask the tough questions.
Let me think about it. No, it's not. Anyway, you're going to need to take the serum to a bunch of sick people.
No.
Dozens of miles away, deep into the wilderness where there's a blizzard going on. And I know what you're thinking. There's already a lead sled dog, and he's arrogant, and he won't accept you for being half person, half wolf. But really, if you think about it, Daniel,
half person, half wolf,
your half wolf is actually a strength of yours. If you think about it,
is it like a wolf's heart, a wolf's courage, or is it just because I'm really hairy?
It's just the hair. It's just the hair.
It's just okay. I've got lots of keratin, probably 6-7 carats worth, I'd say.
That's true. You have way too much keratin. But in this case, it's an advantage because it means you can travel through the cold and icy snow unperturbed compared to other sled dogs. Now, you're going to lead this team. And when you come back, you're going to need to get that serum with you. And then we'll be able to distribute to all those in need. Because one of those young children in need will eventually become none other than President Barack Obama.
I think you missed the mark. Barack Obama has already been president in my time.
Oh, and also, no. So I'm too late. I thought it was too early. Damn it. All right. Well, I guess I'll try again.
How much serum are we talking? Is it a small vial?
It's like 2 or 3 crates of vials.
You're cutting out. There's more reverb that's not called feedback.
2 or 3 crates of vials.
Okay. So I have a sled dog team. I can manage that much. That's fine.
Well, I would have certainly hoped so.
And who else do I give it to? Just Barack Obama?
Well, there's probably other kids there too.
Where am I taking it? Some kind of
I don't know the identity of all of them. I just
for
know
future
that,
presidents.
Oh my god, I don't have much time. Here's the thing. If you do this, stop asking questions. If you do this, you will become a hero and they will erect a statue of you in Central Park, New York.
Okay, I'll take that.
But all they're really
how,
able to do is,
we, do
is,
I have
is
any
cast
say over
your
what
hair
the
out
is.
Of the iron or bronze or whatever.
Do I have any say over the statue? Like, can I like choose dong size, butt size? Like, can I make me like?
You can
rip
choose one
David,
or the other, or but they won't
be, like,
let you choose both.
Is. Okay,
one or the other.
Done. I'll just put like a jock strap on while I'm posing, so they can like get my actual butt and how big it is, and then I'll tell them. Like make my banana hammock like 4x. That's 4 inches. That's pretty good.
That's the other part of you that's part wolf.
It's my wiener that goes back in my body when I stand
up. You have a wolf donger. Anyway, I've got to go. Bye.
Goodbye, Lancey. Thank
Whoa.
You. I will do the best.
Whoa,
to save.
I was trying to like talk to you the whole time. I was trying to talk to you the whole time, but there was like interference. I don't know what it was.
Quantum anyway, raviolis, man.
I think we have just enough time to get into some
good news, everyone.
I would love that.
I'll go first.
You'll go first.
This week has been very exciting for me. So PD and I are recording on a different day of the week than we normally are because I was asked to be on a podcast.
Oh, and one besides this one.
One that I didn't create.
It would be a sad state of affairs if I had to ask myself to be on a podcast that I created.
That's high praise.
That's high praise. I well, love the Andy Samberg. Can you give Nicolas any details? Yeah, so it's my friend Nando, and he runs the Art of the Bay podcast, which he
cool.
I provide the music, the intro music for that podcast. So we've been working together for a while. I also got to DJ his artist market last year. And unfortunately, we'll not be able to DJ this year because I'll be at the Olympics.
That's so exciting. When do the Olympics start? Soon, right?
Late July.
Oh, we got a while. We got a bit.
Yeah, we got a
few I can months. Still get in shape and qualify, is what I'm saying.
Yes, 100%. And you're trying out for fat piece of shit or?
Bobsled. I thought you were going to come up with something really clever, like a sport they just added or something. You're trying out for a fat piece. So you're saying I'm skinny because I need to get ready to be
yes.
a fat piece
yes,
of shit.
Yes, queen. Yes. Go off, king.
Exactly. I also have to get a statue done later this year, apparently, so I got to get in shape.
No, I think you're going to need to stuff the sock, if you know what I mean.
At this point, it's more like a full pair of long johns.
Anyway, I got to be a guest on a podcast, and I was interviewed. I don't think I've ever really been interviewed like that before. It was like a 30-minute interview.
Really? What they ask, like your art style?
I won't
like
reveal any more than that.
What type of art you do, and like how you make art, and what the art is.
I'll let folks know when I do know about it, and I'm just stalling for time because PD is frozen on my end.
Can you see me? Have you seen this? Have you heard about this?
Just waiting to be killed.
Waiting to be killed. Oh, gosh. Why is my internet stinking? Okay, perfect. My good news is that I get to go to New York. It's a hell of a town. Next month for work. For the LGBTQ.
New York, do you mean Portland?
No. Like how Taylor Sutton and I call everything west of the Mississippi Tinseltown. Not to Tinseltown, USA.
I love to Tinseltown. Everything there is made of tinsel.
Phoenix,
it's incredible.
Arizona,
it's shiny. Everybody says it's so shiny. My Trump is so bad. I really, really
bad.
Wish it was
it's
better because.
So much better.
Because it's so much fun to do the voice.
It really
Everybody
is.
Says, and you got to do this.
And it's unbelievable. And you breathe in and just say, probably, I guess. I don't know. We don't know yet. So dumb.
So what are you doing in New York, PD?
So I'm there for the Pride Employee Resource Group. We're all going to go out there and do our like big yearly get together.
Orgy.
Fingers crossed with some of them, TBH. I'm very excited for it. It should be very fun. And then I think I'm going to foray that free plane ticket into going to visit my sister and going to see her.
Oh, yes, because she's on the East Coast.
Yeah, and I was like, if I'm going
to the
East Coast,
you should fly back through Sacramento and hang out with us.
Do you think after flying all the way across the country and then seeing the gremlins for like 4 days, the first thing I want to do is go be with other humans around me. I'm going to want
to be. We have a beautiful backyard that you can just luxuriously nap in, and I'll serve you lemonade, Crystal Light, because I know that's your favorite.
I mean, pink crystal light, better than terrible country time, which Biden drinks.
Terrible country time. The crooks at country time are trying to ruin this country.
Moist books.
Timothy's pencil dollars.
Dollars. Ouch.
Ow, this pencil's too sharp.
Still one of the greatest and most unknown.
Still one of the best. Still one of the best.
No, but I'm very excited. I'm so excited. And
have you seen that meme that's like a guy is in an airplane
on the flight
and he It's like a fake captain. It's like,
pilot.
This is your captain. Literally, this is your captain speaking.
I do love that one. And now that we set it in earshot of our phones, Instagram will pick it up and we'll get
yes,
it served
and
to
they'll
us.
Send it to us again. Yes.
Yes, I will send it to you when I get it. But no, that was awesome. And then, oh yeah, neither of us really talked about the eclipse, which was fucking sick as fuck. My parents were sending me videos and I was like rabidly texting them like, this is
yeah,
amazing.
Yeah, because they were
this
like
so
right
awesome.
Next to, they were right next to the apex predator of it.
Yeah, exactly. The path of
The apex legends.
The path of scrotality, I believe is what it's called.
Yes, the path of scrotality. I was outside for it because I was doing a little late morning workout thinking, oh, well, I'll kind of catch when the sun dims. But out here, you could not tell that the sun
was
really dim.
And it's weird because I stared at the sun.
But it was supposed to be 35%
coverage. I stared at the sun
and then
all
afterwards,
day.
Everything was just black.
Right? And but the eclipse must still be going because I can't see a thing. no, yeah, it was
and it's
like,
been perpetual nighttime ever since, and my lights don't work, and all the electricity is off.
but no, it's super cool. We weren't really able to see. Yeah, we weren't really able to see very much of it. So next time there's like a path of totality over the U.S., I like absolutely. It's 2045. It's 100% worth it to me to go travel there.
I saw a beautiful data map of Airbnb reservations for the
yeah,
eclipse.
I saw that.
Along, and you can perfectly see the path of totality.
Along the path of totality. Yeah, exactly. Which if you're smart,
excuse
you
me,
get
path of scrotality.
You get one that's like 90 minutes off the path of scrotality somewhere really cool in like a mountain and then pop into the path of scrotality when you get your little caro. Your charo car.
Exactly, because we all have our little tiny car that we bring with us everywhere we go.
And your charo car goes, goochie, 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 down the road.
Yes, your charo car.
That's a joke.
Now,
for people who
charo
watch TV
but
in
the
70s.
Latina, who is charo but the Latina Dolly Parton?
1,000% accurate. I would 100% say that that's the same.
At least
same
when
trope.
It comes to. Va-va-voom hourglass figure.
Mm-hmm. And let me just say
universal
there's a lot more
sand
at the top than at the bottom of that hourglass. And
I was like, wait, sand? Oh, right, hourglass.
Big, oh, yeah, like big bags of sand.
Bags of sand.
Anyways, besides the charo caro, shall we get into the screpisode?
Yes, Petey, let us get into the screpisode. This one is season 7, episode 6, Lethal Inspection. Now, this is a beloved episode for Petey and I, mm-hmm. At least for two reasons. One of which is the beginning, which is so good. And then the other of which is it has another one of those like emotional montage endings. But this one's a little bit more sweeter and less sad and a little bit more.
Yeah.
Aww.
And you I mean? Like I watched it last week when we were going to cast. And then I turned it on this week and got on Instagram and paid attention out of like one of my eyes.
right.
And
as
no,
millennials
is,
like to call multitasking, which just means I'm looking at my phone.
Right. As well as I'm afraid to be with my thoughts.
Correct. Yes. And there's never a moment in which I am fully by myself with my thoughts.
Right, exactly. I will have podcasts on at any given time. So it's such a good episode. This is where we, Bender finds out that he's not actually invincible as he can't upload his consciousness into another, just upload his consciousness into another robot when he,
right.
Cause
dies. he has a defect, which is he's missing a backup unit.
Right. Exactly. Which is hilarious. Cause like the thought of that is so preposterous that you can't literally just back up the data onto
add
anything.
A backup unit. Right, if the rest of him is constructed with such a way that in such a way that he would have a backup unit, then I'm pretty sure you can just add a backup unit
right.
Some way or another.
Suspension of disbelief. We're talking about a giant crab and robots and a three. What was it? It was like a, at this point, 300 million people had died.
I think it was 98 million.
90, yeah, that's right.
But yeah, we start the episode with a war reenactment. The crew is at like Central Park and they're doing a war reenactment. And Fry's like, oh man, like I've always wanted to do a Civil War reenactment. And then Leela's like, no, you idiot. It's not the Civil
it's the
War.
Civil
it's
War,
the
private
Civil War.
Of or relating to the Sith. From Star Wars.
The Sith Lords of Star Wars. Right. And so they're the Union. The Planet Express crew is the Union, or I guess the Union, because they're blue.
Yeah.
And then the Sith come down in like a fake cardboard spaceship.
It's like a minivan
and it's all these, like,
spaceship
tweens.
With a cardboard on it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's like tweens who are in robes to look like Sith lords. And the first one goes, "I'm Darth Stroyer." And Fry's like, "Darth Stroyer? Could these names get any stupider?" And then Leela's like, "Let's hear the rest of them." Yeah. And then they continue to be Darth Trocious, Darth Sploder.
I love that one.
Darth Erderer. And Darth Ithead.
Which is like Darth Shithead, which I never got.
Yeah, which is great because later on we'll get to the episode with the back in time where
oh
they have the
God.
S's
yeah,
and they look like F's. So he's like, "You stupid Fithead."
You stupid Fithead. One of my favorites. But yeah, so basically they go through this whole Civil War reenactment and Bender is all high and mighty over everyone.
Sithel.
So I said Sithel War reenactment.
You said civil.
Excuse me? The war reenactment, perhaps.
Everybody says.
Perhaps of or er, pertaining to the Sith. And this is also one of my favorite Scruffy quotes, which I'm going to have to actually save for trivia because I don't think you know it, but I'm giving you a heads up because I say it all the time.
Damn, I almost wrote it down, but then I didn't write it down because I was like, I'm going to remember it.
I say it all the time.
I know
this
Scruffy.
People talk shit about me. I'm like, hey, blank, 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 blank. Period.
Damn. Blank. And now that I need to remember it, I don't remember it.
Perfect. That was the intention.
Fuck.
Because you named all the ones that I was gonna be like, you have to name at least three of them. Darth.
Well, I just got that out of the way because I knew we were both going to want to do it. So I just got it out of the way.
Yeah, that's true. It was a mercy killing of the question. But Bender's, I love that Bender's like hooting, hollering about how he's like invincible. And the professor's like, "Go get my chair." And they're like, "You mean your wheelchair?" And he's like, "No, you idiot. The one with the wheels.
The chair with the wheels."
So Bender's sitting.
So Bender
in
gets
it.
Him the wheelchair.
Yeah.
And he stands up and there's like a puddle of oil and he's like bragging about how perfect he is. And then the professor's like, "What about that?" And he tries to like blame it on other people, but it just turns out that he has like an oil leak. And so he's sort of like, how could Inspector Number 5, like the quality control inspector who approved me, like how could he let this happen?
Mm-hmm.
And Bender's sort of having like an existential crisis because he's finding out that he's mortal and he's missing this backup unit. So he's like, you know what? I'm going to go on a quest to find out like who the fuck Inspector 5 is and like punch him in the face. And
yeah.
So I think it's Leela is like, well, because Leela's like, well, those people were just like bureaucrats. So then maybe you should take Hermes with you because
and
he's
I can
a
take
bureaucrat.
Care of things
he
here.
Can help
well,
you.
Yeah, yeah. And I can take care of things here at Planet Express while you guys go. And basically Leela just starts getting papers and shoves them into like any errant hiding spot she can possibly find.
This is a theme we've seen before with Leela where she's like avoidant, you know, like she'll kind of like pretend, like shove things under the rug metaphorically or
yes,
shove 100%. Things in a plant, literally in this case.
Widowy?
I can't remember exactly an example. Widowy? This is your captain speaking. I can't remember exactly what I'm thinking of, but I feel like there's an episode where she does something almost identical.
There's a bunch of times, I think. And the one I'm thinking of is when she's like, oh, it's the Farnsworth pair box. And then she's like,
oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's humming super loud. And she's like, well, one peak won't hurt. And she's just like, it's fine. So Hermes
goes.
Yeah,
so Bender recruits. You go.
Hermes goes with Bender to the central bureaucracy, which I always love the central bureaucracy. It's always such a fun, like, there's just so many jokes you can make about bureaucrats. And, like, they never get tiresome to me because they don't overplay it, right? There's such a good like balance between when they bring up the central bureaucracy and like maybe another like 20 to 25 episodes later, it'll come back up.
Yeah, you kind of forget about it.
Yeah, exactly. And so there's like a very old man in front and he's like, I'm here for my death certificate. And the lady's like,
he dies right
I'm sorry,
there.
That's line B. Next. Which is so like.
He waits in line just to get his death certificate and he's in the wrong line.
Exactly. So they go.
Well, then I noticed that when they go inside the central bureaucracy, did you notice how much Greek mythology was involved? There's like a gorgon, like yes, a head eye, like a too. Medusa gorgon.
Yeah.
But then also they're like riding on a like River Styx Chiron style.
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's like very much like Hades ferrying the dead.
Chiron.
I thought Hades. Hades looks after them. Chiron ferries.
Hades is in it, and Chiron is the boatsman.
That is not what the Hercules I watched as a kid said.
It actually is.
I can go the distance
with Danny DeVito.
Oh my God, love Danny DeVito.
This summer,
a national treasure.
You know who else is a national treasure? Which I sent you today, Petey. Her name is Beverly, aka Aunt Bev. I think on Instagram. This is a woman, an educator, a seasoned educator.
Oh my God. And she's like, today's word of the day is.
Yes. And she explains like obscure words and does it in such a
not so
great,
obscure that you couldn't
way.
Use them in daily. Like it's
that's
very
why I said it to you because
for folks who wouldn't know those.
Petey loves this. Petey loves to use a word, a rare word that people do not use all the time. And admittedly, sometimes Daniel is using them in the wrong way and he just continues to use them. At, you know, ignoring whether or not he's right.
That is...
You love to do that. You love to insert the word masturbatory anytime you can.
Masturbatory is an act without a purpose, baby. You can use that fucking anywhere. Let me just say that.
I
Number
know
two,
what it means.
That is salacious, I know, fallacious, and vivacious of you to say these terrible things about such a great person like me. Okay? It's a witch hunt. It's a vocabulary witch hunt. Innocent till proven. Wonderful.
I know what it means. I just don't think you need to be finding times when you're at work to use a word like masturbatory because you purposely are using it because you know that it is salacious.
I haven't done it at Google yet. I've done it at work other times.
And Daniel finally reveals where he works.
Oh, fuck.
Do you want me to bleep
that?
Yeah,
bleep that shit.
Do you want me to bleep that?
Yeah, okay. bleep it. I mean, marked it so it's not fucking that. Hard to, like, figure it out. But, like, you know,
to, like,
I shouldn't be explicitly saying, I don't say masturbate at work
I work for a company, one of the largest tech companies you've ever seen.
Rigged the election for Crooked Joe in 2020. Although that could honestly be any of them, that narrative fits.
Okay, I will bleep it though.
Anyway,
Aunt Bev, national treasure. Shout out to Aunt Bev.
Fuck yeah, love Aunt Bev.
And so Hermes is helping Bender look through these files, and they find out that there's no digital file for it, but there is a paper file where they think, let's go check the paper files. So they go to check the paper files, but alas, Inspector number 5's file is missing. There's inspector number 1, 2, 3, 4, mm-hmm. and then 6, 7, 8. And then Bender tries to be like, what if we add together inspectors 2 and 3? And then Hermes is like,
addition
never solved anything.
Yes, exactly. So they're going to try and figure out where to go next. Bender makes the mistake of going to a phone booth, which I thought was a great callback to the first ep of it being a suicide booth. And Hermes right. is like, there's phones now.
They have phones in booths now?
Yeah.
Why am I – now I don't need to carry around this piece of junk. And he throws away his cell phone.
So Mom ends up going after them and starts sending attack bots after them because she doesn't want it word to get out that there's a defective robot running around. Bad PR, which I was thinking about. I was like, I think worse PR is that Mom just kills all the robots when they're defective, but, you know, whatever.
Well, but if she does it right, then no one knows that she's the one killing them, I guess.
If you do things right, Bender, no one will know no you one will did know anything
done
at all.
Anything at all.
Also another great
I think
Futurama
about that
quote.
All the time.
Me too. I love it. That's to me.
It is.
That's what
one
charity
of the truest
is.
Things.
Altruism, true altruism is not getting any fucking recognition and doing the work or doing the donation.
Just because it should be done.
Because it should be done because you care about, like, the dogs you're volunteering for or because you care about the cause that you're going for. Yes, 100%. That's true.
Which might involve dogs.
Right, which is, like, only dog-centric and not for humans or babies or children
because
you don't like
Because Daniel
them.
Will completely ignore the person walking the dog but then be obsessed with the dog.
Unless
they're
dude.
A hunky guy.
Unless they're a hot guy. Ding, ding, dong. So... We're really leaning into the Trump voice today. I'm loving it.
Good. I didn't even have anything locked and loaded for that.
Guttural. I loved it. So anyway,
that was like a loading screen, Trump's loading screen.
But that's him when he like wakes up after eating a large McDonald's nap and six Diet Cokes. Yeah, exactly. Hermes and Bender get chased to basically Mexico with the transcontinental train tunnel that apparently goes under the entire continent.
and they like are they basically they're on top of a train and they have to limbo to sort of make the clearance of like between the top of the train and the top of the tunnel. And they limbo for what, like 8 or 10 hours or something like that?
Something preposterous like that.
And Hermes is like, I haven't limboed for that long since my honeymoon.
Which I guess he's into all sorts of contortion.
You know it.
Uh-oh.
And then Bender's like, Hermes, remember those bats? Yeah, that was fun. Like they ran into bats while they were in the tunnel.
Which would be the fucking worst part. So basically they're in a stone's throw. They end up at a stone's throw from Tijuana and Bender's like, here, let me throw this stone. And he's like, throws it over the border wall. Right, the border wall.
And then a Mexican guy is like, ouch.
Ouch, which is such a stereotypical like Mexican.
It's so
voice,
bad,
fair,
but it's
like,
so funny.
He's like, are you in greater Tijuana or Tijuana proper? And he's like, I think Tijuana proper. And he's like, all right, let's go.
Yeah, he's
and
like, he oh, a rock has fallen on me in the outskirts of Tijuana. Yeah.
Exactly. So they go to look up basically more information from Bender's from Bender about Mom Corporation, and I love this.
They go to
the
factory.
They're crossing the border, and Bender's like, "Hermes, I'm from here. These are my people. Like, don't worry." And he's like, "Papeles, señor," which is like clearly cognates for like papers, sir. And he's like,
See.
And then he gets a full Spanish guitar whacked on his head and he goes, "Ocho!"
And then Hermes sort of takes care of business and gets him in.
Yes, because of course he's got all of them filed and pressed in his jacket.
They go to the mom like factory that he was born in, and it's like shut down, and and Hermes again is trying to get him like, you know, let's just give up. And so Bender looks at a trash. He's like, look at the Mexican trash. And she's, and Hermes is like, what? That just looks like a cheese diaper. And he's like, no, next to that. And it's like an employee directory. Yeah. A half-eaten cheese diaper, I think. And he's like, no, I'm talking about this half-eaten employee directory. So they find an employee directory and they find the address for Inspector Number 5. So they go there and it's sort of like a rundown little like house. And Bender,
were you gonna say
kind of like,
hovel?
I was gonna say shack.
Auntie Bev,
but it's not a shack. It's hovel. Not a shack though.
A hovel's like a
does
small
she cover
house
hovel?
Run down. I don't know. If she does. She probably does. I think she actually does.
PD.
But I learned hovel from Frankenstein.
Because I know what a hovel is.
Okay. I know you know, but our listeners, all 12 of our listeners, don't know what a hovel is. Including James Hovel, one of our most famous listeners.
James Hovel, shout out to James.
Shout out to Big J Hovel.
You are the number one listener.
And we just educated you on what your last name means.
Just kidding. Our two Patreon supporters are our number one listeners, Sam and Sarah. Woo-hoo! Shout out to you guys. We haven't mentioned you in a long time.
Or made content for you.
Still subscribed.
God bless you.
So thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, so Bender gets really disappointed and he's like, fine, like, fuck it. Like, I'll just get this new perspective on life. You know, Hermes convinces him that, like, you know, having a shorter life makes it worth living and that he can just enjoy his time instead of like worrying about like who Inspector Number 5 is. He comes back to Planet Express and he's like, you know what? Like, Hermes, we bonded. Like, he showed me this new perspective on life. And that's when we cut to the which, by the way, I did notice this. I never noticed this before. When he's like, let's go celebrate, like, let's go live a little, and he pulls out a bottle of tequila for everyone at Planet Express to drink. It says Jose Servo instead of Cuervo, but like Servo, like Gears or whatever. So it's like robot centric tequila. It's great.
Oh, that is pretty good.
So then we cut to this montage basically of like finding out that Hermes is actually Inspector Number 5. So when Hermes was just a wee young bureaucrat, I was going to say Democrat, when he was just a wee young bureaucrat, he was the one who inspected Bender, but felt bad for him. He felt sympathy for him because he was a little cute robot. And so he overrode the
And they totally retcon that from like the first season when they're like, Bender is like, you're Mexican? And he's like, literally comes out of the little like machine as a full a grown robot. And he's like, I'm going to go bend around Europe for a couple years and then get a job bending.
And then major in bending.
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, and I love the song that they play to it. I think I even like saved it on one of my Spotify playlists. It's like, little bird, fly through the window.
But and then like a little girl starts singing along. And it's
Find
really
molasses candy. Yeah, I had never heard it before in my entire life or anything that was near that. But it's really good. My favorite part of the montage is, yeah, so like we find out Hermes knocks Bender out with a file and steals it. We find Hermes deletes his name, which then Hermes basically saves Bender's life, puts his resignation on mom's desk, and a conveyor belt moves a mule
with
backwards.
A donkey. Yeah.
Just wangs him out.
A donkey kicks him out the door.
Kicks him out. Yeah, it's so good. I'd forgotten about that part, and I forgot how much I loved it. But yeah, then we go back and, they all have their like nice little wrap up with their, Jose Servo, tequila. And it turns out that Hermes was Inspector 5. But what I don't understand is why Hermes doesn't just tell Bender, like they went on this adventure. Why don't they have this heartfelt
moment? Well, because he's mad and he doesn't want Bender to be mad at him.
True. I guess if you really love someone, you can't have them mad at you because, yeah, that's fair. Okay. That's
well,
fair.
If you really I'll love like someone, you should tell them the truth. That's true. That is a thing. And you've learned that here on our podcast.
Yeah.
But sometimes it's hard. Sometimes it's hard.
It's true. Sometimes it's flaccid. Sometimes it's hard. You never know.
And sometimes it's sort of that in-between state in which it's sort of a turgid.
A half stack, a chub, also known as half mast. As well in many circles.
9 o'clock, if you will.
9 o'clock. That's pretty good. I would say like 8:30. 8:30 is like a pretty like, you know, that's good half mast.
So
also, I'm still
what
laughing.
Would you rate this, Petey?
I'm still
How
laughing.
Many about what?
At, let me think about that. No! You idiot! I would give this...
How many...
robot backup units?
Jose Servos.
Non-existent robot backup units. I would give this a 4 out of 5. I think it's really good.
I agree.
It's sentimental. It's one of those tearjerkers.
Yeah.
It's really good. We get
TJ's.
Not too much. TJ, yeah, we don't get space travel, but we get a lot of the crew at the very beginning. We get some good Zoidberg or a good Zoidberg gag in it. And we obviously love the historical aspect of the Sithil War.
The Sithil War is just a classic scene for me.
So good. I know. I love it.
Darth Erderer.
Darth Splooder. Splooder's my favorite.
Darth It
Head. If I were playing, that would have been mine. I would have been a little shitty. Darth Head, without question. What about you? 4? Did you say 4 too?
4 exactly. Okay. Yeah. It's just a classic episode. And it does have a nice happy ending. Even though it gets emotional, it's happy, unlike the Seymour episode the Leela episode, which is like just like sad.
Yeah.
Or like the the Fry and his mom episode is so sad.
Yeah, there's lots of TJs. Even the movie where Lars dies is sad.
Yeah.
Well, we're not here to think about sad things. We're here to do trivia.
We're here to ignore all the sad stuff.
Right, again.
Okay.
Put a podcast on. Sad feelings don't sleep.
Yeah,
in.
This is the podcast you should put on when you're sad.
Right,
so you don't,
exactly.
You're not alone with your thoughts.
Oh, God. Okay, so what is the quote that Scruffy says? And this I do say at work frequently. And I work at...
Okay, so Scruffy is... God. I just remember him. The kid comes up to him and he's like... What?
You just did full Napoleon Dynamite. Like, oh, God.
Okay, I'll just pass because I have a lot of excuses, but I don't know the answer.
A candle that burns twice as bright burns
yes,
half as long.
Yes, that is it. Because I knew that you say that all the time, and I was like, I'm not going to forget that. And literally. Then as soon as you asked it, I was like, I forgot.
I love it. It's a classic Scruffy. what level bureaucrat is Hermes?
He's 34.
Because it's technically a sign, I'll give you another guess.
32?
I'm really just going to give this one to you. And one more guess.
19.
God damn it, no. He's 36.
36?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Because wasn't he 34 in the other episode, and then he gets promoted to like 19 or something? With Morgan, what's her face?
No, he gets demoted at the end, remember? Because he does it oh, 1 second too early. He does it 1 second too early, and a bureaucrat will never finish things early, only just on time.
Damn it! That was technically a sign, though. So
speaking of, oh yes, it the fuck does. It's referenced last.
Are you kidding me?
It's referenced in an episode. It's referenced this episode.
It's referenced seasons ago.
No, it's referenced this episode because he gives Leela a badge and it says Lil Bureaucrat on it. And she's like, but you're a level 36. But you're a level 36. He's like, should we go over alphabetical order?
Okay, move on. Okay. Stop rubbing it in. It is so obvious.
Are you a cow talking to the star of Wedding Crashers, the 2004 film? Because you need to move on.
Stupid. That was good, though.
It's got a good foundation.
That was good. That was good.
Okay, thank you. What is Hermes' catchphrase this episode? I'll give you a hint. It's what he says it at the central bureaucracy.
I wrote this down, I swear to God. Wait, where is it? Oh my God. I swear to God I wrote this down because I knew this was going to be – my mind has played tricks on me.
Tricks upon me. I'll give you another hint. It is when they're in the file room. I'll give you one more huge fucking hint. 404
You got to tell me what the fuck – You got to tell me the like.
What is a 404 error?
File not found. Oh, that's right. File not found of Puget Sound.
Yeah.
Oh, I did have it written down. I did have it written down. I just didn't see it. God, I'm an idiot.
Stupidest of the ball. Big dumb, stupid dummy head.
I circled it.
Oh, yeah, there it is, right there. File not found of Puget Sound. And then I have something else written down, but I don't know what the question is. It says 738 trash hopping.
Wait, what?
I have no clue. 738, like the time, trash hopping.
Oh, it's because the 738 is the train that hits the bears.
Oh, train
hopping. We need to get behind that pile of dead bears before 738. Yeah.
Damn it, 738 train hop. Okay, you would have gotten it anyways. What time is the train? So I'm glad I didn't ask it. Okay, that's pretty good. You got
2 out of 4.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll take it. All right. What does Fry say in response to Leela when she says that it was the Sithole War?
What, the Hoth?
What does Fry say? Hypothetically would fall on Bender when he's talking about, like, at the beginning, he's like, I can't die, like, I'm a robot. And Fry's like, what if blank fell on you?
A piano?
No, think bigger.
Astronomically bigger or celestially
bigger?
It's
like a type of building.
Skyscraper?
No.
Empire State
smaller
Building?
Smaller than that. No, smaller than that.
Condo?
No.
Apartment building?
No.
Okay, I get one more guess because I've only had eight. A type of building. An office building?
No. It's a church. He goes, what if a church fell on you, Bender?
I should have guessed.
It's so stupid and specific.
But what if a church fell on you? Dumb.
Okay, what is the there's a Shakespeare reference in here that the professor says to Bender.
Methinks thou doth protest too much?
No. Good guess.
Hey, Mr. Bedwetter, or hey, Mr. Perfect, you wet the chair. No. No, that's not it, obviously.
Hey, Mr. Bedwetter.
You wet that wheelchair.
Remember that Dean Martin song, Hey, Mr. Bedwetter?
No, that was... Never mind, I can't even think of it. Jason Mraz. Hey, Mr. Bedwetter. Like, hey, Soul Sister? I'm not.
Oh, my God.
I'm done. Okay.
No,
sorry.
No. Just stop. Yeah, just stop.
The professor?
That's Jupiter. Isn't that Train or whatever? It's not Jason
Train,
Mraz.
Yeah. Sorry. They sound alike. Can you give me more context? Can I get another hint?
It's in reference to Bender being not...
Oh, you... Oh, I know what it is.
Yeah.
That's right, you mortal coil.
Yes!
That
good
was,
job, Petey.
That was a good one because I remember him saying that, and I was like, I need to look up mortal coil.
That's such a good one. I'm calling him a mortal coil because he's a robot, and so therefore have metal coils within him.
Right, but a mortal coil is like one's dying body, right? One's like...
Right. I'm soon to leave this mortal coil or some shit like that.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
It's from Hamlet, guys. Stop asking us.
I only saw the Lion King version of that.
What?
The Lion King is Hamlet.
I only saw the VeggieTales.
No, the Lion King is literally just Hamlet.
Wait, I only saw a version of the Lion King that was Oedipus.
Oh my God.
That's some like fucked up like Rule 34 type shit of like Lion King Oedipus.
Wait, did Shakespeare? Shakespeare did not write Oedipus, did he? It's like a Greek
play. No, that's like a Greek play. Yeah.
Okay, that's what I thought. Yeah. A mortal coil is a poetic phrase that refers to the daily struggles, confusion, and chaos of life or the physical body of a man containing the spirit inside. Okay, yes. So that makes sense.
Okay.
That was a really good one.
Thank you.
Okay. I got to get this right to win today.
Which building are the death certificates in? And the reason I'm asking this is because you said something earlier, but it was wrong.
But it was incorrect. I said building B, and it's building either C or building 3.
You said line B or something like that. You didn't even
okay.
say building.
It was extemporaneous, okay? Okay, new rule. I get two guesses, and my first is building 3, or my second guess is building C.
It's building C.
Thank you.
Good job.
To be fair, we were both very kind to each other with our hints today, and I liked that. I thought it was fun because it was harder trivia.
I agree.
We were kind with the hints.
Collaborative.
Yes. I was trying not to channel my inner Robert Krulwich. I was trying to be Jad.
Your inner Jad. Okay, great.
That's right.
Now, or your inner Brian Greene, who's a common guest on that show. He's like a physicist.
Is he the guy who talks like this?
No, that's an older guy who is always.
I've gotten
he
used
always
to his
makes
voice.
You think of a guy who would look like Wormstrom with the like balding ponytail situation.
Oh yeah, whereas Judd Hirsch is Robert Krulwich to me in Just Shoot Me, and Jad Abumrad is Jonathan from 30 Rock in my head.
Exactly. Right. Okay, so honorable mention to the machine gun robots chasing Bender because they're super gullible or like reactive.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It's like anytime they're like, did someone just say shoot? And then they fire at each other. And then it culminates in them saying, we just got the call off that, like Bender's dead, but howitzer, like how is her? And he's like, did someone say howitzer? And then they shoot the guy.
shoot each other.
So good.
I did love those death kill bots. Oh, wait, are they attack bots, kill bots, or death bots?
I think they're kill bots.
I think kill bots sounds right. Yeah. That's
and then I do question. Love there was a street sign in when they're in Tijuana and it said Avenida con Pollo.
Avenue
with chicken.
With chicken.
Avenue with chicken.
Small avenue. So like alley, Avenida.
No, IDA. Avenida.
Oh, Avenida. Oh, okay.
So it's just Avenue with chicken. Little detail.
That was pretty good. You were good with the signs this time around.
Thank you.
Impressive. You just have to remember all the scruffy quotes.
Your assy ass is grassy ass.
This assy ass is grassy ass. Oh, boy. Well, where can they find us, Manyoi?
PD, they can find us patreon.com/worldoftomorrowpod. We are also on Spotify for podcasts. We are also on Apple Podcasts. Please do subscribe there and subscribe on Spotify. And we love it and we love you. And you can follow me at The Most Chill Bro on Instagram. I have now been posting clips for season 7, so you will know when the episodes drop.
Yep.
And as always, Petey has something to say.
We'll love you forever. We'll love you for always. As long as you're listening, our friend you'll be. Now, take us out, Kalki. Hopefully.
It's loading.
Waiting to be killed.
I said that earlier when you had disconnected.
I could hear you, but I was like, no, you're not waiting.
Who's that singing at your wedding? It's Calculon, Calculon, Calculon.
Bye.
Bye.